This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Monday, September 29th. Breaking news right now. Two suspects are in jail and more arrests are pending on a two-state theft ring that targeted mobile home dealers and construction sites. Elvis Geronimo Oxendine, age 29, and Deanna Marie Lambert, both of Lumberton, were arrested Friday, according to warrants. The suspects are part of a ring that allegedly hit dealers in Leavenworth, Chaffin, and elsewhere, according to Chaffin Police Chief Ken Elliott. Look for more on this story on our website. A girl was transported to UNC Hospital Saturday after a four-wheeler crash on Elbow Road in Hallsboro. Officials said three teens were thrown from the vehicle when it crashed Saturday morning. The other two children sustained only minor injuries. Frederick Kennedy was arrested Saturday on Lubin Lane near Whiteville after he allegedly shot and seriously injured Montorius Vereen. Kennedy, age 49, was charged with assault with a deadly weapon and attempted murder. The sheriff's office did not have a motive for the shooting. Vice Narcotics said detectives arrested an Evergreen drug suspect Thursday who had allegedly starved a dog to death. Antonio Ward, age 39, was jailed for trafficking in cocaine and MDMA, along with other drug charges. The dog allegedly starved to death at his Ward Village Drive home. Anthony Ward and Antonio Floyd also faced narcotics and firearms charges as part of the case. In local high school football action Friday, Whiteville, South Columbus, and West Bladen all had the night off. Now, due to the weather, two local games were moved up to Thursday night, with East Columbus defeating Union 24-12 and Lakewood topping West Columbus 35-20. On Friday, East Bladen took on Hopton, but the score was frozen at 14-12 when the game was suspended due to weather. That game resumes on October 7th. Next week, Whiteville welcomes West Bladen at Legion Field. East Columbus travels to West Columbus for an in-county conference matchup. South Columbus gets back in action at Fairmont, and East Bladen makes the trip to North Duplin. Voters wishing to cast a ballot in the November municipal elections must register by October 10th. Most towns in the county will have races this year. Municipal elections are November 4th. Only residents of towns and cities will vote in this election. And remember, this is the last day that you can vote in the city of Whiteville on the new name for the Lewis Smith property downtown. The options for the park are available in this story online. You can also go to the city's website and click on the banner to vote. The deadline is today. Today's groundbreaking for the new sheriff's office building will be rescheduled for a future date due to the weather. There'll be a chicken bog fundraiser Friday at the Veterans Building in downtown Whiteville. Proceeds benefit Elena Adams, a 15-month-old being treated for brain cancer. Plates are $8. Call 910-641-1385 for more information. Fairbluff will be having the Fall First Saturday Market this weekend starting at 8 o'clock. There will be live music, kids' pumpkin carving contest, fishing contest, vendors, and a livestock swap. New Life Community Church of Whiteville will hold their pork chop sale on October 7th. Plates are $12. See any member for ticket. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. There'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it.
The Neiman Market is open on Madison Street in downtown Whiteville. The Neiman Market features all North Carolina meats and produce. From ribeyes to T-bones to New York strips, the Neiman Market has it all. All the meats at the Neiman Market are sourced from North Carolina. So for the freshest meat in town, there's only one place to go. The Neiman Market on Madison Street in Whiteville. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 10 to 2. The Neiman Market, Madison Street, downtown Whiteville.